I'm glad you asked. 16th in a series. Pastors answer frequently asked questions. This month, is it true that our church teaches that evolution is false? Microevolution, that is, the changing of characteristics within a species, happens regularly and is biblical. God created plants and animals, each, quote, according to its kind, end quote, to reproduce each, quote, according to its kind, end quote, from Genesis 1. We see changing characteristics within a, quote, kind, end quote, but no transformation from one kind to another. Macroevolution speaks of a change from one species to another over a tremendous time period. This is what most people mean when they speak of evolution. It is not biblical, and we of the CLC reject it as falsehood. Faith is required when answering questions about the origin of the universe. By definition, faith is, quote, the evidence of things not seen, end quote. Hebrews 11:1. None of us were present at the origin of the universe, and none of us saw it. So whatever one believes to be true about these origins is a confidence in something neither seen nor witnessed, that is, faith. In whom will I place my faith concerning the origin of the universe? Will I trust fellow sinners who were no more there than I was? Or will I place my faith in the word of the only one who was there? Every time we pray the Lord's Prayer, we ask that God's name be hallowed among us. Hallowing God's name is honoring, upholding, believing, and treasuring His word in which He reveals His name. That includes His word concerning the origin of the universe. God reports clearly in Genesis chapters 1 and 2 how the earth and universe came into being. Step by step, day by 24-hour day, with the power of His word, God made everything that was made. God affirmed this truth in His law, quote, in 6 days the Lord made the heavens and the earth, the sea and all that is in them, end quote, from Exodus chapter 20, verse 11. God's word is abundantly clear in explaining how the universe came into existence, and it allows no room for the theory of evolution. The theory of evolution contradicts God's clear word. The theory of evolution cannot coexist with God's word. It and God's word mutually exclude one another. In evolution, there is no God. In God's word, there is no evolution. Those who question God's truthfulness on the matter would do well to read what He said to Job. Where were you when I laid the foundations of the earth? He who argues with God, let him answer it. From Job 38, 1 and following. Many Christians and Christian churches try mightily to make God's word and evolution work together. The result always diminishes and compromises God's word. Such people compromise God's word by trying to bend God's truth to conform with man's theory. Consider how foolish that truly is. Conform the word of the holy God to fit the ideas of sinful man. There is no sense in doing so, and no truth or value in the outcome. Why is it then that so many Christians and Christian churches believe in evolution. Sadly, it means they have exchanged the truth of God for a lie. Romans chapter 1, verse 25. And when this is done in one area, soon other parts of God's truth will similarly be rejected. Yes, it is true. Our church teaches that evolution is false. We do not believe in evolution because we do believe in the truth and inerrancy of God's Word. Many in the world will call us fools. Professing to be wise, they are the ones who have become fools. Romans chapter 1, verse 22. May God grant us strength to build our house upon the rock, Matthew 7, 24 and following, even amid a torrent of worldly opinion that disparages God's truth. There is much in true science that declares the glory of God, Psalm 19:1, illustrates the truths of Scripture, and highlights evolution's foolishness. Your pastor will be happy to explore this topic further with you in the light of God's Word. Our author is Wayne Eichsted, pastor of Gethsemane Lutheran Church of Spokane Valley, Washington.